Mother's Day is here again. It's that one day we try to make up for taking mom for granted throughout the year. Flowers, jewelry, and other things, taking her out for dinner, express our appreciation for the woman who, for many of us, is the single most influential person in our lives. For some, though, Mother's Day is challenging. They don't want to do the same old thing every year for mom. The challenge is to try to keep Mother's Day fresh and meaningful each second Sunday in May. And that can be a real challenge, trying to go somewhere different or buy something that's unique. And when that happens every year, that truly can be a challenge. The same can be said for preachers as well. Mother's Day, like Christmas and Easter, come every year. And it's a challenge to find something fresh. You don't want to hear Proverbs 31 every year, right? And you'll hear a little bit of it today, but not the whole message. And it is. It's a bit of a challenge. And I have found the longer I'm in the ministry, it's not always easy to come up with something different on Mother's Day. So as I approach Mother's Day this year, I came across a text that isn't often considered on this day, but I think has some definite lessons for us. It's in Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Just going to be looking at three verses. Verses 6 through 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. Paul writes, "We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." In this text, Paul likens his ministry to the Thessalonians to a mother caring for her little children. Literally in the Greek, that word mother is nurse. So the idea here is a nursing mother. We're talking about very small babies. And what is true of all babies at that age? They need a lot of care. They can do very, very little on their own. About the only thing they can do on their own is cry. And they do that very well. But all of their needs have to be met. And who is there meeting most of those needs most of the time? Mom. And when Paul wanted to express to these Christians the kind of care and the kind of love that he was showing to them in the ministry, he uses the example of a mother. And so we're going to see in this passage three characteristics of a godly mother, and then an implied challenge for all of us. The first characteristic alluded to is that a godly mother is gentle. Verse 6 says very clearly, "We were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children." And again, this brings to mind the image of a mother with a newborn. I know Joyce just had a new baby born into the family just in the last week or so. And that there's those precious moments, even right after birth, where the mother is holding that newborn close. It's an image like no other. And Paul uses this to say how gentle they were with those new Christians. I don't know where women learn that gentleness. I really do believe it's something instinctual. It's just there because it's so natural. I think for men to be gentle, we have to work at it. And for some of us, it's more work than others. But for women, especially when it comes to children, it just seems so natural. You can see this by the way we hold a baby, right? You hand a woman a child, whether it's hers or somebody else's, and they just know how to hold it. Where do you learn that? Do you read that in a book somewhere? I mean, where does that come from? I remember the first time I held my youngest niece. And my arm, I was so rigid, my arms and neck started to cramp. You know, I was so afraid. You know, some guys carry babies around like footballs. We don't get it. But moms sure do. They know how to be gentle. And Paul and his companions, they weren't rough. They weren't insensitive to the Thessalonians. They were gentle like a nursing mother caring for her baby. See, there's nothing selfish in a mother's role. Mothers are in a constant state of giving themselves to their children. And that's the way Paul said he was with those new believers there in Thessalonica. He was gentle with them. Not rough, not insensitive. He selflessly committed himself to understanding their hopes and their fears so that he could meet their genuine needs. Paul had patience with these new Christians. And any mom can tell you, parenting requires a lot of patience. And not just in those early days. I think that as that child grows, your need for patience might grow with them. As they get into their terrible twos, and then they get into getting around and their mobility, and they start finding things on their own, probably the things you don't want them to find, right? We've got to be patient. Children don't always learn the first time. Sometimes you need to say it over again. You need to show them more than once. There's always the growing pains as they mature, and I don't know, just mean physically. But a mother is patient. A mother is gentle. A mother's gentleness is seen in another scripture text. The Lord says in Isaiah 66, verse 13, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem." Think of how many times in your life mom was there to comfort. Remember the first time our boyfriend or girlfriend dumped us? Remember falling off a bike? For me, I can remember first time I had a bike that had hand brakes. I mean, I was always used to going backwards on the pedal for the brake, but I got a bike that had hand brakes. I thought that was so cool. I took off down the little hill from our house. The road went downhill a little bit. I'm flying along, and I thought, well, I'll try these brakes. Well, I yanked on them, and whew, I catapulted right through the handlebars, right down the road. Mom was there. All those times in our lives as we're growing up, when we lost the ball game, and worse, we were the one that struck out to end the game. They're there. And they're there in gentleness, in compassion. Dads can be full of advice on those situations. Keep your eye on the ball, kid. Don't hit the brakes so hard next time. But mom's there with compassion. That's why moms get better gifts on Mother's Day than dads do get on Father's Day, right? There's nothing that can ever take the place of a mother's gentleness or love. You know, this is something that children can sense even before they can talk. I read this last week that a child is aware of its mother's presence and existence before it's aware of its own. Think about that. They can relate to their mother before they can even understand themselves. And a mother's gentleness goes a long way. Mothers regulate the emotional temperature of a home, much like a thermostat. They are gentle. A second characteristic listed by Paul here is that a godly mother is giving. Paul writes in verses 7 and 8, "We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." His ministry was marked by giving, even to the point of sacrifice. As John Stott points out, far from using them to minister to himself, he gave himself to minister to them. And that's the way moms are as well. A mother's love is selfless. A mother's love is sacrificial. They're not so concerned about themselves and their convenience. Their children's needs come first. And they're there, regardless of what time of day it is or night. They're there. They're there for their children. Paul says that the Thessalonian Christians had become very precious to him. It wasn't just a job. He didn't just punch in a time clock and punch out and say, I'm done for the day. They were so important to him. They were precious to him. And he allowed them to get close to him. Unlike some leaders who maintain a safe distance over those whom they've been placed, Paul didn't guard his personal space. He didn't cling to a strictly professional relationship. He loved these people. He got close to them and let them get close to him. He was all about providing for their needs, spiritually and emotionally. And love is essentially self-giving. I often say the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is selfishness. Think about that. Of all the things love is, it's not selfish. There's nothing self-centered about love. Love is always giving. And what better example of giving is there than a mother? Constantly working and giving on behalf of her children. Don't be fooled into thinking that working moms are just those who have jobs outside the home. Anyone who has small children, they're working. I can't imagine anybody working more than those who have young children. And those who also work outside the home, it's just doubly the case. They work hard. They sacrifice. Think of the description of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. Starting in verse 15, it says, "She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple." See, she has good taste. "Her husband is respected at the city gates, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." That's work. That's exhausting just reading that. And think of how many mothers do exactly that. They work hard at home. They work hard taking care of their children, taking care of the household, and many of them these days also work outside the home. A mother is giving. And then third, a godly mother is gracious. I take that from the phrase Paul uses at the beginning and the end of our text this morning. He says, we could have been a burden to you, but we did all of this to not be a burden to you. As apostles, Paul and his companions could have said, hey, you owe us. We're apostles. You need to treat us like that. You need to provide our needs. You need to do this and do that and the other. They didn't do that. In fact, Paul didn't even draw a salary at all when he was at Thessalonica. He worked himself. He went back to his trade of tent making. And he worked hard so that he wouldn't be a burden to that church at Thessalonica. And we are reminded again of how mothers are gracious. They don't demand the honor that they really deserve. In fact, most mothers I know don't understand the fuss we make on Mother's Day. Because to them, it's just natural. That's what you do. They're very gracious. Now, I doubt that anybody would argue these characteristics of a godly mother. Many of us recognize them in our own mothers. We appreciate them. I honestly can say there is no greater advantage a child can have than to grow up in a godly home. And if you had one or both of your parents who knew the Lord, were faithful to Him, would go to church and take you with them, that gives you a tremendous start in life, a wonderful foundation to build upon. I know that not everybody had that advantage, but for those of us who do, we certainly do appreciate it. We recognize that what Paul illustrates here, what you see in a godly mother, is one who is controlled by the Spirit, exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. And we're so grateful for them. So you say, that's great. Sounds good. Another Mother's Day sermon is over, right? Not quite. In addition to praising the characteristics of a godly mother, this text also provides the challenge of a godly mother. And it's not solely directed at mothers. Nobody's off the hook. We all can fit into this challenge. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're married or not, whether you have children or not, we can all be challenged by this portrait of a godly mother. Now, the challenge is more implied than explicitly stated. It stems from the fact of who wrote these words. These words were written by the Apostle Paul. Needless to say, he was not a mother. He wasn't even a woman. And yet he could say, we were like a mother to you Christians there in Thessalonica. And therefore, any of us can act this way, and we should. You know, it's a lovely thing that a man as tough and as masculine as the Apostle Paul could use these feminine characteristics to describe his ministry. Some Christian leaders become self-centered. They become almost dictatorial, very authoritative. You're going to do this, and that's the way it is, right? Because I said so. And we can take that attitude. We can take that character. The more their authority is challenged, the more they assert it. But I believe that we need to cultivate, not only in our churches, but also in our homes and in every aspect of our lives, more of the gentleness, more of the giving, more of the graciousness of a mother. And again, this applies at home. This applies on the job. It applies in our neighborhood wherever we go, including the church. These are characteristics that we can all apply for ourselves. I believe we should all be gentle. When I think of gentleness in a man, I always think of Bob Ross. Remember the guy in the Joy of Painting, right? On PBS. He'd paint those beautiful scenes. I tell you what, I could watch that guy all day long. And he had a gentle voice. It was so soothing. Sometimes I'd be falling asleep watching his programs. And even not only his manner of speaking, but what he would say. He would refer to the gentle brush strokes as two hairs and some air, right? You know, sometimes you need that gentle touch. And no one would question his masculinity. But the way he approached art, the way he approached his painting, there was a gentleness to it. Even in a man. I think, though, the greatest example of gentleness is found in our Savior. Jesus said of himself in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Why? Because I am gentle and humble of heart. This is Jesus describing himself. And I don't believe Jesus was a wimp. I really don't. One thing, being a carpenter in those days, you couldn't be. I think there was everything manly and masculine about Jesus, but he can describe himself as being gentle and humble in heart. If we need lessons in gentleness and humility, Jesus is the perfect example. Go through the Gospels and see how he dealt with people, all people, men, women, young, old, rich, poor, didn't matter. He dealt with all of them the same way, gently and in humility. As Christians, I believe we are called to be gentle. I referred earlier to a mother that is exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. What's that next to last one? Gentleness. It's not only for moms. We should all be expressing gentleness and displaying that in our lives. Because the Spirit of God is at work in us. Paul writes in Ephesians 4, 2, "Be completely humble and gentle." The same two words Jesus described himself with. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. He expands on that thought in Colossians 3, beginning in verse 12. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have with one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity." The image here is putting on clothes. And as you put on your clothes, put on these characteristics. Put on gentleness and wear it with you everywhere you go. Let people see it. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Not just moms, everybody. Secondly, we should all be giving. Christianity is all about love. What are the two great commandments? Love God, love one another. What's the main component in love? It's giving. Even to the point of sacrifice. You know, sacrifice is the exact opposite of selfishness. Selfishness is the exact opposite of love. One way you can measure love is by sacrifice. It's easy to say, "I love you." But if you really want those words to mean something, measure it by how much you give. Do you give until it hurts? Do you give beyond that? Do you give sacrificially? I'm not only talking about money here. I'm talking about time. I'm talking about emotional investment into another person's life. We should all be giving. And then finally, we should all be gracious. Rather than being a burden on others, we should do everything in humility. Don't expect praise. Don't expect a pat on the back. Moms don't. They do what they do because that's what moms do. And yes, we should be more appreciative of them. It shouldn't just be one day a year that we honor our mothers. But that's not why they do it. They're not doing it for the praise. They're gracious. Peter writes in his second letter, the very last verse, 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." I know an awful lot of Christians that have grown in knowledge. They study the Bible, they really get into the Word, and they've learned a lot of knowledge. But growing in grace is something else, because that talks about our character. That's our temperament. That's who we are, how we relate to others, and we need to grow in grace. Men, I think this is a real challenge for us. We need to grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So for our moms today, I want to celebrate who you are, all you have done, all you continue to do. We want to commend you on your gentleness, your giving, your graciousness. You truly reflect the qualities of Christ in these ways. And especially those mothers who are committed to Christ, committed to following Him, not only saying it, but living it, living an example in front of your children. We honor you. We thank you. We love you this day. But for all of us, let's take on the challenge of a godly mother. Whether your mother was godly or not, and I do understand, I realize not everybody was blessed with a godly mother. Even if your mother was not, look to the Savior. Look to Jesus, who was gentle and humble in heart. Look to Jesus, who gave to the point of sacrificing His very life. Look to Jesus, who is all about grace, giving us what we don't deserve, because He loves us. We can all learn to be more like Him. And I think if we need to see what that looks like in real life, for most of us, we just have to look to dear old mom and emulate those godly characteristics that we see in her. Would you bow with me as we close in prayer? Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mothers. We thank you for those who have cared for us from the moment of our birth and who continue to love us and sacrifice for us and give us an example of what a godly person ought to be. For those of us whose mothers have already gone on into eternity, we thank you for their memory. We thank you for the example they have set for us. For those of us who still have our mothers, may we not fail to show our appreciation to them, not just this day, but every day. And may each of us take up the challenge of a godly mother. Make us more like kind of mother you've designed, the kind of mother that is giving, the kind of mother that is gentle and gracious, kind of mother that is a reflection of you. And may we develop that resemblance in our own lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.